Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI assistants to help you close more deals, reduce labor costs up to 90%, and free up your time for higher value tasks. To learn more, go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Dr. James Seema. James Peter Seema has been practicing functional medicine for almost 5 decades. Dr. Seema has written many articles and books for both the professional and for the public. Dr. Seema has lectured extensively throughout his career to both professional and lay people. Topics he is an expert in are health, wellness, nutrition, blood chemistry, evaluating diet, and endocrinology. James, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting things done that most people wouldn't think of.
For me, I can almost tell you the exact time. It was when I was graduating chiropractic school. There was a quote from Thomas Edison about the doctor of the future. And he said, "The doctor of the future will prescribe no medication, but will insist patients in diet, care of the human frame, and the cause of prevention of disease." And from that moment on, that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a doctor of the future. Unfortunately, there was no book, there was no course. And I'm literally looking at like just okay, something that's not even real yet. It wasn't even in any part of anybody's imagination. So I said, this is what I'm going to do. This is exactly what it is, the kind of doctor that I really want to be. And I realized that at that moment is, and this goes for everybody. If you don't have a purpose, and a lot of people talk about purpose like it's like something simple. But if you don't have that real driving force, that purpose, okay, you're not going to go anywhere because that's what's going to keep you going. It's going to keep you going when things are bad. It's going to keep you going when things are good. It's just going to keep you going. And it's kind of fun to get up every day and be happy about what it is that you do. I'm very fortunate because, I treat patients and I work with their overall health. And it's just nice to hear people on a daily basis tell me how happy they are that I'm their doctor. And so that keeps on driving me. But the whole thing was all my purpose. My purpose was to help people as best as I can, to educate them, treat them, teach them, and make sure that they really understand what good health is. And so that this way they can understand it and they can participate and do the things that they need to do. But it was my purpose, my driving force that just keeps me going, Josh. I mean, like you said, I've been doing this for 50 years and I feel just as good today as I actually better today because I feel I have better hands, I have better techniques, I have a lot more knowledge, I have a lot more experience. So to me, it's like just getting up every day and helping people. And but it was the purpose that really put me on track. And it was basically the definition of purpose is a result that's intended or desired.
I love the quote, and you said Thomas Jefferson, right?
No, it was
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison, correct.
Thomas Edison, yeah, totally different Thomas. So, what's interesting about that is Thomas Edison was a contemporary of the turn of the century, and the late 1800s, early 1900s, and that was kind of. And you can tell me more about the history of medicine, but back in Thomas Jefferson's day, 100 years prior, taking pills wasn't necessarily as popular as it became towards the beginning of the 1900s when we started medicating our problems. And it's almost like it follows this full circle to where he's saying, well, the doctor of the future is not going to give you a pill. The doctor of the future is going to help you build the holistic human. And so, could you speak briefly about kind of this evolution of medicine over the last couple of 100 years where it was very natural, come on, like a natural path, and then it got into pharmaceuticals, and now we're starting to kind of drift away from that a little?
The big difference was back in the late 1800s, you had people that were talking about the germ theory, and they were basically saying the germ theory was true, and germs basically cause disease, which they really don't. And at the time, it was kind of like getting to a point where people felt like, you know, they wanted more natural remedies. And at the time, there were naturopaths around, and there were just, and doctors of chiropractic were just starting back in 1895. Well, what had happened was, actually, the real main person that really pushed medications was, trying to think exactly how to put this, but it was Rockefeller. He had, you know, a lot of oil refineries, and a lot of medications at that time were based on oil base. So he started to push the whole, you know, drug situation, where he said, no, it's, you know, it's because of Pasteur. Louis Pasteur decided that the germ theory was the way to go, and germs cause disease. And so they started to create all kinds of medications for diseases. And so, or actually to prevent the disease based on the fact that, you know, you can use medication to kill bacteria or virus, which don't cause disease. Until to this day, people still really believe that that's the premise, and it really isn't, because if bacteria and virus cause disease, we'd all be dead at this point. So nobody would be around to disprove the theory. But anyway, around the turn of the century, Rockefeller, along with Carnegie, really pushed drugs and medications. And they wound up going to all the different schools out there, the naturopathic schools, the chiropractic schools, and going, look, this is going to be your new curriculum. And if you don't follow this curriculum, we're going to wind up shutting you down, and we're going to wind up giving you no money. And so what they would wind up doing, going to these schools, and if the schools accepted, they put together a, you know, a group of people that would oversee the program, and it was all medically based at the time. It had nothing to do with, you know, anything to do with vitamins and minerals and anything else like that. So they really kind of pursued that early into the night from the 1900s, and they made it mandatory for certain schools to basically have a certain philosophy and a certain curriculum. That if they deviated from that curriculum, the board would shut them down. So they wound up doing that through the early 1900s, which wound up shutting down a lot of naturopathic colleges, some chiropractic colleges, and any other medicine that wasn't within the traditional complex of medications, they would shut you down. So they just took over everything. They took over, and then they took over the schools the same way. You had to teach a certain curriculum a certain way, and so.
And what that leads us to now, 100 years later, is what you call the United States of obesity.
Obesity, correct.
And
No,
so it
well,
evolved from, oh, well, you got to take this medicine to, oh, well, you got to eat this food, not that food.
right. And so if you look at it, you have the Food and Drug Administration, which they work hand in hand. It was like back in the early 80s, I started practicing nutrition back in the late 70s. And back around the early 80s, they were linking cholesterol to heart disease. Totally fallacy, totally false. But at the time, I was like, I took it just like everybody else did. And I was saying that, you know, cholesterol is the cause of heart disease, and we have to create some kind of a medication, because through diet, you can't lower the cholesterol, and reasons for that. But they decided to create all these medications, but also change the whole food pyramid. They went from, you know, high protein, which was at the base of the pyramid, to carbohydrates. And I said at the time, this is like 84, 85 ago, you know, people are going to become diabetic. They're going to become obese. And I wrote a book back in 1988, How to Eat More, Lose Weight, and Never Diet Again, because I saw this whole epidemic coming. I saw it happen. And it was like, and then you realize, like, even with diabetes today, it's all because of diet. I talk to patients all the time. I do blood chemistry work on lots of patients. And most of the time, most people are protein deficient. And it's because of, they've just been brainwashed, like, stay away from fat. Fat's no good, but protein's always found with fat in nature. So it's kind of like, you know, it's you, if you stay away from fat, you stay away from protein, which is the major building blocks of your body. And so they kept on doing that. And now 40 years later, you have all these degenerative diseases going on. And also, too, like, for example, with the cholesterol, using statins, they created a whole big mess of problems. Like, they say the bad cholesterol, which is ridiculous, with the LDLs. The LDLs make your sex hormones, makes your testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. 10 years after the statins came out, the erectile dysfunction drugs came out. And it was like, I saw the whole thing happen. And it was like, not only that, if you look today, dementia is like berserk. It's not like if you're 90 and have dementia. I know patients 50, 60, 70 that have dementia. And they're kind of really far gone. And a lot of it has to do with the statins. because the statins kind of reduce the LDLs, and the LDLs, the purpose of another purpose is to basically produce what they call phospholipids, which surrounds your brain and prevents it from short circuiting. You reduce the phospholipids, your brain starts short circuiting, and you have dementia. You know, you're walking around in the middle of nowhere, you don't even know where you are. You think you're going to work, you're sleeping. So it's kind of like you see that happening. But I never heard of dementia, you know, when I was in, you know, back in the 70s, that was like, you know, if a guy was 85, 90, yeah, he was like senile and stuff, but you could understand that. But now that's 60, now that's 70, my son-in-law's father passed at 70, 73, okay, and he had dementia for like 5 or 6, 7 years prior. So it's like I see all these things happen, and it's really pathetic.
It's fascinating to me that you wrote a book in the 80s that basically solves the mystery of how to not be, you know, fat, lazy, bum. But we've spent 35 years since then trying to sell this solution and that solution for a problem that is like, this is settled science. You know, eat a high protein diet, whether you're vegan or not or whatever, we won't get into that. But your body requires certain things, and you're either going to give it those things or you're not. Whether it's the 80s or the 1780s, your body hasn't really evolved. And so the science hasn't changed a whole lot. And what we understand about the science hasn't changed too much. It sounds like the propaganda around who's getting paid has changed. And that's what's confusing all of us.
Yeah, that's the, because, and again, you hit the nail on the head. You put on the TV, everybody has like a supplement or a vitamin or this or that, you know, basically it'll grow hair in a cue ball or whatever. And it's like, it's not that easy. It's not that simple. But to some degree, it's like, if you just do the basic 20% of what you need to get 80% of the results, that's perfectly the way to do it. I explain to patients, I say, listen, I know supplements are important, and I'm not saying that they're not, because the foods today are not as, you know, grown the way they were 60, 70, 80 years ago. I was an agricultural major too when I was in college, pre-vet. So they were feeding animals better than they were feeding humans back then. And the food was pretty good back then. But, you know, when you were in animal husbandry, you had to learn how to, like, you know, feed cattle and animals so that this way when you brought them to slaughter, you would get the highest amount of money. And, you know, because the animals were nice and healthy, none of them died, and that's the way it was. So they really spent a lot of time on nutrition with animals. And I'm like, how come they're not doing that with humans? And so, as like you said, all the propaganda, all the commercials on TV, every other commercial is a drug commercial. And I never, back in the 70s and the 80s, I said, they would never put drugs on TV, traditional pharmaceutical grade drugs, because they would have to tell people what they call the side effects. Not side effects, they're causing diseases. You can't have symptoms without creating a disease. And sure enough, back in the late 80s, there's only two countries in the world, us and Australia, I think, are the only ones that allow pharmaceutical drugs to be shown in commercials on TV. And that's because we have such a powerful AMA, and all the pharmaceutical companies pretty much run, you know, even though your news networks, a lot of the pharmaceutical companies own them. So they kind of like, they can portray and put whatever they want. They put these medications on there, and you see people dancing, and in the background they're saying it can cause suicide. It
can cause depression. You could drop dead. Your brain could melt out of your ear.
I'm listening to this stuff, and half the commercials, time it. In the 1 minute commercial, 30 seconds is in the background. They're either listening or talking about the side effects, it's really the diseases that it's causing, and you can wind up dying from the medication that they're given. With natural nutritional support, you're not going to kill anybody. You know, it's just not going to happen, because you're dealing with whole foods, natural foods, and supplements. Yeah, they might maybe feel a little bit like have an upset stomach every now and then, but they're not going to die.
So, just as we're about to wrap up here, can you tell us a couple of highlights from your book, How to Eat More, Lose Weight, Never Diet Again? What would you say are, you know, one or two just kind of key takeaways that somebody might take right now? And obviously, if assuming you have average health, you know, you don't have any diseases or ailments or disorders, what are some just kind of high level takeaways that somebody could start focusing on right now to turn their health around?
Yeah, this is a real key, because I ask this to people, just lay people and doctors as well. There's three primary causes of disease. That's it. You're from cancer to a hangnail, it doesn't matter. Just three primary causes. And it's, if you look at it as a triangle, you have three sides, and each side is equal, especially an equilateral triangle. So on one side is what they call chemical. There's a chemical side to health. That's nutrition. We have a science called chemistry. We have a physical side to health. Okay. And that's backed by physics. And so each one is a 33 1/3%. And the bottom of the triune, if you want to call it that, is the mental emotion aspect of health. And so if you're going to look at your health problems or anything that you're concerned about, because I'll have patients come in, they'll go, I got this real bad back pain, doc. And I've been taking these supplements, I've been doing this, but it's not going away. Well, if it's a physical problem, if they've got an injury, you can't treat it with a chemical. You know, it's like trying to, you know, work on the stove when the refrigerator is broken. You're not going to get any. And that's what happens with doctors. They'll, you go into their office, you got pain, it's physical. They want to give you a drug, or worse, they want to get do surgery on you. So if you look at your overall health, Josh, and you have to do this every day, because every day your body's being traumatized chemically from the food you eat and the chemicals in your environment, physically, because physically people, oh, physically, what's physically? What do you mean? Well, you have the effects of gravity on you 24/7, whether you're sitting, standing, twisting, bending, playing golf, whatever you're doing, the effects of gravity are pushing you into the ground. So your body physically gets traumatized and damaged over time. And especially if you have additional weight problems. So you have to look at the body physically, yourself. You can look in the mirror and look at yourself and say, do I like what I see, or do I not like what I see? And the same thing, and then how I feel. And the same thing mentally, emotionally. You know, I see people with nutrition. They get so stressed out of a nutrition drive. You go out to dinner with them, it's like, well, where'd you get that food? What was that? What was this? Where did you get that from? You know, is that in my diet? I'm not sure. By the time these people are finished talking about their nutrition and all their complaints and all their confusion, it's like they're just eating themselves to death internally, mentally, emotionally. They're stressing themselves out. And that's even worse than eating crap. So it's what you feed in your mind too. And that's why when we're talking about purpose, it's like, you know, purpose is a result or that's intended or desired. And that's what you really want. And you really want to like look at life every day to get up and feel like, okay, what am I challenged today? What am I going to tackle today? And I'm going to do it in a good, positive attitude. Awesome, so I condition my mind every day. I condition my body every day, and I condition my chemical aspect of my body too, from nutrition. Because every day, physically, chemically, and mentally, and most of my body's being traumatized. And I have to kind of just do all these different things to help improve that.
I love the simplicity of that model, and it puts everything into balance there. And so, James, where can we go to learn a little bit more about what you're doing now, what you're focusing on? How can people connect with you?
Well, we have a website. It's called SemaHealth.com, and it has all the different aspects of our, we have the probably one of the first integrative medical functional medical and traditional medical facilities around. So we work with everything. You know, we have medical doctors, osteopaths, chiropractors, doctors of physical therapy. We do a lot with aesthetics. We have a whole aesthetics team in there too for the beauty aspect with the women. We have a health club. We have, you know, all different kinds of treatment from dry needling to IV therapy. So we kind of like look at everything and try to put everything together. With the ability to say to a medical doctor, say, okay, what do you think we should do with this patient, and vice versa. So we have a good communication between the doctors. And so that's pretty much what we have as far as the facility. It's about 6,000 square feet. My daughter and my son are also chiropractic physicians. My son's also a medical doctor. And we have my daughter-in-law works in the facility. My wife works in the facility. It's pretty much a family affair. But we have about 20, 25 staff at this point. And we're starting to put together other programs for other doctors in other areas of Florida at this point.
Awesome. Love that. SemaHealth.com. Everybody, Dr. James Sema. We're going to wrap up from here. Thanks very much to our guest for joining us and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. If you'd like to learn more about how to get yourself on the right track for a healthy life, both physically and mentally and chemically, you can go to SemaHealth.com. cimahealth.com. That's cimahealth.com. Whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost sales, cut costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, Anabots will build a custom AI assistant for your business so you can get more done in less time. Learn more at anabots.ai. Hey, that's it, everybody. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.